I think we have a lot to talk about today, guys.
Yeah?
I have a lot to talk about, I feel like.
Okay, then.
Man, well, you're at the right place, Nick.
First of all, I'm a little sad.
Do tell. Because of our crap-ass predictions or just life in general?
Those were pretty bad. Yeah. Well, no, life is great. But the crap-ass predictions, as you said, the Astros, once again, are in the ALCS. Mm-hmm. Hey, 7 years in a row.
You didn't do an introduction, man. You got to, like, welcome everybody.
That's our introduction. We don't need to welcome everybody every time. Fuck them. Hey, everybody. We're ready to talk.
Catch up.
Yeah. Coming in hot.
Let's get going.
Heard that. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Ways to Pitch. we're talking about the ALCS. We're talking about the championship series. Four teams are locked in. Astros, Rangers, the Texas series is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Phillies, Diamondbacks.
Mm.
Snakes, as you will. Yeah, back to the Astros. It's depressing for me, man. I'm so tired of watching that team in the ALCS every single year. Did you know that? Do you guys know the last team to beat the Astros in the division series?
Do you Montreal know what team Expos? That is? Was no. it that long ago? Something ridiculous.
No, it wasn't that long ago. Last team to beat the Astros in the division series was your very own Kansas City Royals.
Kansas City, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
2015.
There we go. And they've been every year since?
And then after that, they missed 1 or 2 years in between. They didn't make the playoffs 1 or 2 years in between. But since every year that they've been in the playoffs, they've made the ALCS since 2015.
Got it.
The Royals tried to do everything they could to keep the Astros out of the playoffs this year. They beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, 56-win team. Trying to give the Mariners a gift, but the Mariners couldn't take care of business ball. I blame the Mariners for the Astros making the playoffs this year.
You know what? You might be right.
Yeah.
You might be right.
Maybe America needs the Royals more than ever. Maybe that's the only way the Astros get knocked out of the playoffs is via the Kansas City Royals.
And I think we have a long time to wait.
Yeah. It's going to be another 30 years, guys. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, isn't 33 years?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what the secret is with them. I don't get it. They didn't look great throughout the season. I mean, they looked good, but not 2022 Astros.
The same core of people that have been there for so freaking long, too, it seems. As it's even more annoying.
It is. It's very annoying. That series, I'm hopeful with the Rangers coming in strong as right. they have. Yeah. I'm hopeful that it's going to be Rangers that come out on top. At the same time, I have no faith that the Rangers are going to win. It's going to be Astros in the fucking World Series again.
There's a wonderful article on ESPN that kind of compares the starting lineups, almost like kind of fantasy football style, and it's kind of pretty evenly matched. This is going to be crazy. Hopefully, it goes seven. Hopefully, Texas pulls it off.
Yeah.
God, the fans Texas might kill each other. Pull it off
in between.
Oh, it's not the LA crowd. They're not going to beat the shit out of each other.
I don't know. Sounds pretty hostile. Dallas, Houston. They're going to do the boot scooting boogie on each other.
When was the last time you boot scooted boogied somebody, Eric?
About 2 days.
There we go.
2 days ago? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sounds about
That's
right.
impressive.
Yeah.
You got a whole secret nightlife you guys don't know about.
That's for another episode. You're going to tell us about that.
Ooh, that's next week.
Yeah.
Kids, next week.
Stay tuned.
Eric's secret nightlife.
The Phillies and the Diamondbacks.
Yes.
By the way, let me backtrack a little bit. All of the 100-plus win teams have been knocked out of the playoffs. Gone. Mm-hmm. Orioles got swept.
Mm.
Dodgers got swept.
Yeah, good.
And the Braves won one game.
Yeah, it's a pretty good win percentage.
And then, of course, the other, I think Tampa was a 100 win team or close to it, I think. They're gone. They got swept.
Yeah.
Just kind of shows you that the playoffs are very random and it's who gets hot at the right time.
Well, it's also the 100 win teams, most of them had a 5-day time off before they played again because they skipped that first round.
Yeah, but I don't buy into that shit. Like at the same time, it's like, okay, why are the Astros able to do this year in and year out? Why?
Yeah.
There's something that they're doing.
Obviously, there's something that they're doing. I buy into it, but I also don't sympathize for it.
Yeah.
Because it's part of the playoff system. You have to plan for it. You have to expect it. If you got to play a game in, you know, an interleague. If you have to play a game like amongst yourselves to keep yourself ready.
See, that's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing to stay game ready, game shape or whatever. They don't have like 5 days off or anything like that.
Right.
So it's actually probably awesome because, you know, they get to rest and to rest the elbows and the shoulders and all that stuff. So it probably is super beneficial.
Yeah.
Because they're professionals, man. They don't forget how to swing a bat or lose that much hand-eye coordination or something in those 5 days.
But it does throw off your daily schedule.
Well, that's them being jackasses.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I don't sympathize.
More than most people are going to make in their lifetime. You better learn how to fucking keep it together.
Deal with 5 days off.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm all in on the Phillies, guys.
Yeah.
That's my team.
Yeah.
I like them. Second favorite team in MLB now. Go Phillies. Wow. Fighting Phillies.
Fighting Phillies.
They definitely have the biggest home field advantage because
they're
of the crowd.
They're fun to watch, too.
If I were to
watch, they feed off each other. The team and the crowd feed off each other.
100%. If I were to take somebody who has never watched baseball before to give them like a full baseball experience, I would sit them down and I would have them watch a Phillies game in the postseason. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's the best. Those games that they played there were the best that I've experienced in terms of just overall excitement and energy. Like it's a different world to me.
Mm-hmm. As long as they're playing well. If they were not playing well, the crowd would turn right against them.
Yeah, but
instantly.
That's kind of part of the charm of it, I guess. It's like that, you know, they fucking boo Santa Claus in Philadelphia. So
right.
Arizona's been like hitting and scoring runs as well. So this is where I think that's gonna be an exciting series.
Definitely. I don't think it is.
Okay.
I hard disagree, Paul.
All right.
Let's debate.
Go Diamondbacks.
No, okay. They have been. They've been doing well. I would agree with you.
But what did you say? They've been playing the Housewives of Orange County, the Real Housewives of Orange
Real
County.
Real Housewives of MLB, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And here's why I disagree with your point. And I'm not trying to be an asshole. Maybe just a little bit. But the Dodgers, now granted, they won 100 games this year. And someone can make a case that the Dodgers overachieved this year, okay? Because they had quite a few of their starting pitchers go down with injury. They also had some dude beat the shit out of his girlfriend. Mm-hmm, That kind of wipes out your pitching roster. Understandable. When we look at the games that they played in the playoffs, their starting pitchers ERA combined was the worst it has ever been in MLB history or something like that. It was atrocious. Between Kershaw, Bobby Miller, and fucking Lance Lynn, I think is who the other guy that came in.
He was a trade deadline guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. They overachieved a little bit. On the offensive side, We had four of their players with over the 100 RBI mark for the season.
Mm-hmm.
Mookie Betts, JD Martinez, Freddie Freeman, mm-hmm. and who was the other guy? Max Muncy, I think.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Is that overachieving?
Well, no, that's getting to the point that I'm going to make is that that team, I don't know what it is, but it's like somebody that I saw online compared them to MLB's version of the Wiggles. They're like,
go on.
For anybody that doesn't know what the Wiggles are, it's like this cheesy little kids band or whatever. That team has no fire or fight. They don't have a person that can light a spark on them. They have a bunch of dads who do little hand dances when they reach second base. That's the thing that they try to light a fire with. There's no fight in them. And that's what happened in the playoffs, is that they got down a little bit and all of a sudden these guys are like, did you guys watch any of their games? It's unbelievable to watch them. Like, yeah. There's no energy. There is no, it's like they're just collecting a paycheck. You go watch Mookie Betts up to bat and there's
he's
nothing.
Always doing that. He's always snarling. Mookie is.
No, it's like Mookie Betts had, he went, what, one for?
Yeah, he did nothing.
15 in the playoffs. Him and Freddie Freeman went a combined one for 25 or something like that.
Not good.
Not good. They're missing something. They're missing a spark. And if you have four guys on your team that each had 100 RBIs, they should be able to do at least something in the postseason. I feel like go ahead.
They seem to be collecting players from other teams, and they don't have like the youth. They don't have, you know, someone from their system that is, you know, a dedicated hometown person. They seem to just grab people from other teams and add them to the roster.
Pay a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
they come in and collect a paycheck.
But they've been good for like a solid 10 years. So they're developing somebody.
They have been good. But why are they so bad in the playoffs?
See, that I don't think that represents 100 plus win regular season or four dudes hitting 100 RBIs, over 100 RBIs. That's fucking awesome. Any team out there would beg for four players to do that on their roster. Now, how that doesn't translate to the playoffs is a weird thing. Maybe it's Dave Roberts, man. Maybe it is they do collect paychecks. It's just so easy for them to do that in the regular season, collect a paycheck, whatever, show up, not have the spark. And then obviously, yeah, because it's long. The playoffs are not long. You don't have time to think about it and question it in the playoffs, that's for sure. But they're good. They've been good. Yeah. I don't think that sort of negates Arizona for not being a good team. Because I think defensively, offensively, LA is awesome. Defensively, they're just kind of like, their pitching didn't show up. Obviously, injuries. But
yeah, they don't have the starting rotation. That's plain and simple. Their bullpen was great. And but their starting rotation is depleted.
And that's huge in the playoffs. You need guys to go solid six, seven innings.
Yeah, of course. But it's not like Arizona's starting rotation is
phenomenal.
Fucking lights out. And if you've got four guys on your team, I don't know, man. It's there's something missing from
who are,
that.
Who are the four guys that are phenomenal from Philadelphia?
Who are the four guys that are phenomenal? I'm not saying it's four guys that are phenomenal, but
as far as pitching staff, you're convinced that the pitching staff in Philadelphia obviously is considerably better based on
their track record so far. I mean, let's name one person. Aaron Nola.
Good.
Has been better than the entire Dodgers roster in the postseason so far.
Yeah.
Philadelphia's bullpen is strong. they have a roster of players that find ways to get hits. They have Bryce Harper.
This is true.
Who is arguably...
By all means, I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just trying to like argue that, you know, I think Arizona's good. I think it's going to be a good series. Philadelphia might pull it out. I can see that one going either way, honestly, because they're just scrappy teams.
Yeah, they are. I feel like Arizona hit LA at the right time.
At the right time, yeah.
Man, and I think they got to face a starting rotation that is pretty poor, and they got to face an offense that suddenly forgot how to hit, that has no spark. Like, I feel like Vin Scully could rise from the grave, walk out onto the field and punch Mookie Betts right in the dick, and there would still be no reaction from these dudes. Like,
wow. They'd go like this.
Freddie Freeman would be doing this little stupid ass dance on second base. I don't know. I think the Diamondbacks have had a wonderful postseason so far, and it's a sweet little adorable Cinderella story. But I think they're going to run into the Philly train, and the train is going to run over them.
Heard that?
Just my opinion.
Yeah.
Also, if they piss Bryce Harper off in any way, he's going to. He's gonna stare them down after he hits a home run.
Do we want to pick how many games? Who's going to win and how many games?
Phil's in five is what I'm saying.
Ooh, that's what I was going to pick.
Oh.
Paul?
Diamondbacks in seven.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah.
By the way, I don't know that it's Dave Roberts. I don't know that he's the issue with that team. I used to think it was Dave Roberts. I used to think Dave Roberts was a poor... manager. In the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
But he, like, watching this, even though they lost, like, this postseason, it seems like he's learned his lessons from previous years, and he understands how to manage the game a little bit better. Now, maybe he's not lighting a fire under their ass. Like, I don't know if
that's a problem. That's huge. Yeah.
But, you know, you look at other coaches in the league, like, is Brian Snitker lighting a fire under those guys' asses in Atlanta? Probably not. You know, you don't see a lot of emotion out of these coaches, whether it be Bochy or I can't remember the guy's name from Philadelphia. Eric wouldn't know either. Whoa.
Wow, that was pretty funny. Good dog.
Was that a dog or was that a fart?
That was a dog.
Eric's just blaming it on the dog. He's like, what? I don't know. I think we'll see. I don't think Roberts gets fired this year. I think we'll see what they do next year. I hope Shohei doesn't go to the Dodgers at this point, because that's just...
Yeah, no, that would suck.
Instant death for...
Absolutely.
Shohei Ohtani.
But
he'll make the playoffs next year, but then...
All LA would do is just buy the team to play around him and play with him, and who cares if they have a $500 million payroll? Who cares if they get taxed half of it? Whatever, it's LA. They don't give a shit.
That's the point. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on from the Dodgers. They're lame. Fuck the Dodgers.
Yep.
Go Phils.
Okay. But okay, so back to the Astros Rangers. So yes. It was kind of fun seeing Carlos Correa do a little damage to his former team and whatnot in Minnesota. I mean, the guy's a jackass still, but
he is. And it was like a weird feeling for me, because I found myself rooting for him.
Yeah,
and I'm like, wait, what? It felt dirty a little bit.
It was super dirty. It was absolutely dirty.
But it was like, he's the hero that we all need, but we don't want.
The anti-hero kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was weird. But it would have been fun.
It would have been fun. And we were denied the opportunity to see him come up to bat in that final game.
Yeah.
Because the batter prior to him was struck out on a pitch that wasn't a strike.
Yeah.
Right. You know. Fuck the Astros once again.
The Astros keep fucking us, actually.
They do. But that was that was kind of fun to see. That was the highlight of that series for sure. But that went about how I planned. I actually thought the Astros were going to sweep the Twins, but Twins got to sneak in one game there.
Yeah, that was good.
A little fight.
Gave me the impression they were going to do it again. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. They got something. Something?
No, not enough.
They didn't.
No. The Astros like to crush everyone's dreams.
They do. It hurts.
I don't know how they do it. I don't know what their secret sauce is, but...
I do.
What's that?
They cheat.
I mean, at this point, it's... They're not. You know what I mean? Like, we can all say, like, back in 2017, 2018... You know, that's the Alex Cora effect, Eric.
Yeah, it's all Alex Cora.
But nowadays, I don't think there's anything fishy going on, especially with Dusty Baker there at the helm. Dusty is the one redeeming quality that the Astros have.
The only redeeming quality.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't mind if Yordan was a Mariner and all, but... Good God, stop.
Yeah, just stop.
Stop, please.
I don't know. How do you guys think that series is going to go?
I think that one's going seven as well, for sure. That's going to be a battle. Both teams can hit. This is going to be like some hits and some runs, some stolen bases. Yes.
I think the Rangers might have one of the scariest offenses.
Mm-hmm.
When they're on...
It's
pretty impressive to watch.
I don't want it to be like a pitching battle.
No, I don't either. I don't know that it will be.
I don't think it will be.
I mean, Verlander has. He hasn't been.
That's just.
He's never been lights out in the playoffs, except for a couple of outings that he's had in previous years. But he always gives up runs.
And he's like, but right now, his playoff this year is something, what, he's given up 4 hits and no runs or something? Versus Jordan Montgomery has given up like 15 hits and 6 runs.
I thought Verlander had...
Texas swept their way to this point, so.
Yeah. I thought Verlander had... He gave up a couple of runs in his in his first outing, didn't he?
He has a 0-0 ERA for the postseason.
Oh, maybe they pulled him before they...
Exactly.
Before they gave up some, because that game was a lot closer than it felt. Is Scherzer coming back? Is he going to be on the roster?
On the roster.
Yeah, they reactivated him.
They put him on the roster. So, question is he going to start or just come out of the pen?
Yeah,
probably should just come out of the pen and keep it to a minimum. Yeah. So he's going to fucking close it out. He's going to be the new closer. He's going to win it in seven. In the seventh.
I'm
seventh game.
Yeah. I'm all inning. For that. Not the seventh inning. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I would be all for that. If any scenario involving the Astros losing
exactly.
is a scenario I am for.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
There's always a matchup before the World Series that is better than the World Series. And I think this is it. For this year.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
I never thought about it like that.
You know, it's like Texas-Phillies would also be a good one. But this is probably going to be the one that's going to be like highest scoring, sort of can go either way more than any of these other series.
Yeah, you might see one game be... high runs, and then the next one be a pitcher's duel, and then the next one be...
You just don't know.
Both teams are very versatile and can adjust to different situations.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I think we're going to see...
Series.
I think we're going to see a shitload of home runs.
Yep.
I hope so.
Because both of those stadiums are pretty short.
Yep.
Both of those stadiums are dumb. I hate both of those stadiums. And both of those... See, and here's another thing that pisses me off about the fucking Houston Astros. You have this stadium that has this roof. It's October in Houston. There's no way it's 110 degrees. There's no way. You don't need the roof. The roof.
They had the roof open just last week, I think, against Minnesota.
I don't think so. I think they always have that piece of shit closed. It's
like 73 degrees or something like that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm pretty sure that happened. But I've
never seen it in the postseason where it's been open. It's always been closed.
Okay.
And they have that dumbass train that goes around the outside.
I hate that train.
And Dallas is the same way. They're not going to open that thing.
What's the brand new stadium in Dallas called? Globe Life?
I think it's the same thing. It's Globe Life, which was the old one was called.
Oh, okay.
Before.
Yeah.
Or maybe the old one was the ballpark at Arlington. I don't remember. Yeah. That was a nice stadium.
It was a relatively young stadium too.
Yeah. It was only 20 years old when they tore it down.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But I think we're going to see some bombs in this series.
Okay. Final predictions. Who do you got? Who against who? And who's going to take it?
It's going to be a rematch of last year. Astros-Phillies.
Wow. I'm going to say Texas-Arizona.
Mm.
To do the opposite.
Just to do the opposite, yeah. Yes. You would.
I'm hoping for Texas and Phillies. Nick, I just looked something up regarding the Texas roof. Do you know why it was closed for one of their games?
Because it smells like shit.
Because it's broken.
Because apparently the stadium, the roof gets deadbolted and no one could find the key.
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
This is according to Yahoo Sports.
Wow.
Oh, wait, when was this article written?
Fort Worth, October 10th.
And this is for the Rangers Stadium?
For the Tuesday, yes. Yep. You will not believe why MLB had the Texas Rangers close their roof in the playoffs. It was because no one could find the key.
I fucking love that. I can just imagine the one guy who's like scrambling to find the keys. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck, I gotta open the roof.
It's totally hanging right here.
Yeah. How do you not have a backup system of that? You have one key that opens the whole fucking thing.
And why does it need to be a key?
Why is it deadbolted? Who thought that?
Yeah, it's like a little master lock
Isn't it all like run by computers and you just have a password for the computer?
Apparently not.
No, they crank that shit.
It's like a hand crank.
It's a hand crank.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Fucking Texas.
Yeah. That starts tonight, doesn't it? Holy shit. Okay. Yep.
5:15.
All right. 5:15. And is it in Houston? Is it starting in Houston? Probably does because they had the better record.
I think it is Houston.
AL West. Thanks to the Mariners.
Yes, Minute Maid Park, yeah.
Great.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be... I think it's going to be Astros and Phillies again.
Okay. No. It's not.
I would be okay with your scenario, Paul. I would 100% be on board if it was... Who did you say? Snakes and...
I actually said, Texas Diamondbacks. Texas and Arizona.
I would be okay with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
I just want to see Corbin Carroll do his thing, young Seattle dude. Other than that, I mean, Paul Sewald, yes. I mean, Ketel Marte. There's a lot of former Mariners actually over on the Arizona Diamondbacks that I totally would root for. But, this is Phillies, man. They got some playoff magic. It's a thing. I don't deny it.
They do. There's something in the air in Philadelphia.
And I can feel it.
In the air tonight?
Tonight. There it is. Thank you.
Phil Collins, right. Everybody.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm looking at the Dodgers record the past like fucking 10 years, and it's unbelievable.
What is it?
Well, let's just look since Dave Roberts took over in 2016. Since then, their season win totals I've been 91.
On average?
No, I'm going year by year. 91, 104, 92, 106, 43, which was in 2020 when they won the COVID series.
Yep.
106, 111, 100.
Jesus. See, I mean, they're doing something right. Granted,
playoffs,
they're buying a button.
Since 2016.
Yeah.
Lost NLCS, lost World Series, lost World Series, lost NLDS, won World Series, COVID. Lost NLCS, lost NLDS, lost NLDS.
Mm.
That's not so good.
The amount of games that they have won in the playoffs, well, the past 2 years, they've won one game in the playoffs, which is bad.
They absolutely need to like change up their coaching, because you're just like, you got a bunch of good players that can win a bunch of regular season games, but you need some new fire in the playoffs. Somebody that's going to inject something or just kind of pump you up, get you excited, get you to play more right here, right now.
Maybe, but it's also like, maybe it's these, I don't know what it is, man. Betts has been horrible in the playoffs the past 2 years.
The worst.
Non-existent. Yeah. Freddie Freeman has been horrible in the playoffs the past 2 years.
Not when he was an Atlanta Brave.
Well, but that was
not very long ago.
Before he was a Dodger.
Well, yes.
So yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. They're too nice. The Dodgers are too nice. They need somebody who's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
What, didn't they like sign Manny Ramirez a couple different times?
I don't know. But they need like, do you guys remember, Yasiel Puig?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you remember the energy that guy brought?
Yeah.
Like that series with the Astros was fun. And there was a ton of energy coming from both sides of those, on both sides, from Astros and Dodgers. And part of it was like the Dodgers had Yasiel Puig, they had Corey Seager, they had, you know, guys that just had like some, you know, just some energy, not dad energy. They had,
yeah. they need someone who like is a risk of rushing the pitcher. They need an angry guy.
Yeah, they need somebody to hit a home run and then stare down the second baseman as he's running around the bases.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they're missing that. They don't have that.
Maybe they should trade for Trout.
No. 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 They need somebody they should try and stop with this bullshit of just signing the highest paid player in MLB available every year.
Yeah.
Get a younger kid.
But they've had like a strong, like their minor system has been ranked in the top 10, top 5 pretty consistently as well.
Yeah. So. And they've had some bad luck. They have. Yeah. It doesn't help when one of your starting pitchers is a criminal. And I don't, there's something going on with that Trevor Bauer situation that it's all not as it seemed.
Well, she just got paid and he was like, finally, I get to release this video of what's really happening.
Yeah.
Or who she really is. Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't watch the video.
I didn't either. At this point, I don't really give a shit.
Yeah. That guy's a jackass.
Oh, yeah. He always has been.
But maybe that's what they need. That's the fire, the jackassery they need. It was Trevor Bauer.
Mm. Not that kind of jackass.
It's true.
That's a distracting jackass.
I noticed something as I was watching these games over the past week. There is a big gap in the talent pool when it comes to TV announcers. We discussed this earlier this season in one of our very first episodes about how there is a certain someone that is missing from the MLB playoffs when it comes to TV broadcasters.
Did you hear what he said about calling baseball?
No. What did he say?
Hell no.
Really?
Never again.
Why?
I don't know. I think he's just bought into the whole him and his best bud Troy are, this is it. That's what they do. No more, nothing else.
That's well, it. I'm That's sure. My partner. I mean, he's
my life partner.
Probably gets paid a shitload of money to do that, and it's more conducive of his lifestyle and his schedule. Like one game a week, and he's done. But goddamn, Bob Costas is atrocious.
Yeah.
And listening to him sounds like listening to an AI version of Bob Costas. And it's, I don't understand. How, I mean, it's probably just by name, but I don't understand how he's able to call these games. It's brutal.
It probably is by name, yeah.
Like I found myself enjoying listening to Alex Rodriguez more than I did enjoy listening to Bob Costas. Like, what world are we living in now?
I have to say, John Smoltz.
Yeah.
I like, he has good insights, but he goes off on these tangents that are.
Yeah, he's a little chatty.
The weirdest. Yeah. Yeah, he's scared of silence.
Yes, he is.
And he ends up saying the most ridiculous things. Well, I forget what it was that I texted you guys while he was on some tirade about something totally un-baseball related.
Is Jeff Francoeur one of the other ones they do that's in it too?
Frenchie. I think he's on the TBS broadcast.
I think. Yeah, that's right.
And there's one crew on TBS that is okay, that I don't mind listening to. It's the Bob Costas and whoever else he's with.
Ron Darling.
Those two together are awful. And
yeah.
They should be gone for the rest of the season, thank goodness.
Yeah, Ron Darling drives me kind of crazy. I don't know what it is.
Well, we don't have very good crews in MLB broadcasts. And part of it is because baseball is so localized that each team has their own broadcast. So when it comes to the playoffs, they have to have national crews. Joe Davis is getting better. I'll give him that. But yeah, John Smoltz is a rambler, and he's always pissed because he played 40 fucking years ago and the game is different now, and so he has to comment on that. Yeah. You know, it's just like, Jesus, John. Fucking give it a rest, man.
Right.
I don't know. That's just it just grinds my gears.
It's fair enough.
Get somebody good in there. Pay Joe Buck $20 million to do the World Series.
A game.
$20 million a game. Wow.
Well, I'm curious to how much him and Troy are making for Monday Night Football. That's gotta be a lot per game, I bet.
I bet they're making like $40 million a year just for calling 16 games.
Seems fair enough.
Yeah. Is that it for today? Nothing else? We got nothing else? Fuck.
I think that's it.
Okay.
We're running out of baseball.
We are. It's coming up.
We got a little something.
Oh.
Here it comes.
2028, baseball is going to be an Olympic sport.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Where have I been? Living under a rock, apparently.
Rock of Vancouver.
And MLB is working with the Olympic Committee and to figure out what the what you have to do to be on the team and all that.
When was the last time there was baseball in the Olympics? Because that's totally been a thing.
It was a exposition sport for the Japanese Olympics. When was that? I don't know. My Olympic history is not very good.
Tokyo? Like in 2008 or whatever that was?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Hmm. So it's obviously Summer Olympics.
Yes.
As opposed to winter? That would be fucking cool, man.
Yeah, in the snow.
Well, you could do it indoors, like they do.
You could.
Ice skating is indoors. Yeah. It's not like they do it outside.
This is true. There's gonna be softball for the women and baseball for the men.
Okay. Where are the 2028 Olympics?
Click, click, click.
That is the loudest fucking keyboard.
Ever.
Ever.
Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. So that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if MLB... What are the dates for the Olympics, Eric? Does it say?
July 14th to the 30th.
Okay. So 2 weeks.
Just after the All-Star break.
Ooh. So what if they did a little bit of like doesn't the Premier League do like an international break or something like that in their season when they have the World Cup and shit like that?
There's no way MLB would do that.
No, maybe. MLB is working with the Olympic Committee to make this happen. So
to like stop the regular season for a couple weeks?
Well, I know I read that they were working with them to figure out what qualifications players would need to meet to be an Olympian.
Obviously, USA wants the best players in there to represent.
Well, USA, every country does.
For sure. For sure.
And, you know, this is definitely coming off of the World Baseball Classic,
which was is a huge success for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is going to be a good thing for baseball.
But this is going to be weird.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the year. I don't think they would ever, owners would not support suspending baseball for a couple weeks while the Olympics played. I don't think at all. We're already pushing baseball way deep into November nowadays, aren't we?
I mean, this year it's only going into the first week of November.
Right.
It may not even go that far, depending on how long the series goes. But it's always been like first week of November, okay. I feel like.
Yeah.
There's usually a Halloween World Series game.
It would be cool to see some of MLB's best play or represent Team USA in the Olympics. That would be cool, but yeah, I don't know. I think the World Baseball Classic kind of created enough.
Yeah, I agree. So just to clarify, it's not 100%, but it looks like it is going to be.
Yeah.
Other sports being added or being considered to be added. Flag football.
Oh, come on.
What?
Cricket, lacrosse, and squash.
Okay. Those three are fine, but flag football, Jesus Christ.
Pretty soon, fucking like throwing the beanbags. What shit is that? What game is that?
Cornhole. Yeah.
Cornhole is going to be a goddamn Olympic sport. This is fucking dumb. You're dumb, Olympic Committee. You heard it here first.
There's going to be a doping scandal in the American flag football Olympic team.
I hope something
imagine that it's probably going to be something where we're not going to see any
super
professional
top tier stars.
Yeah, I think it's going to be probably college kids or teams from
minor
single
league.
A, double A.
Yeah.
Shit like that. Like, we're not going to see Mike Trout in the Olympics, I don't think. Or we're not going to see Mookie Betts in the Olympics. Just my initial thoughts.
Yeah, we'll see. I bet they try to push for that.
Yeah, because like I can't imagine the owners of those teams, like you were saying, Paul, like they wouldn't allow a break, but I don't think they're also going to allow their star player to be gone for 3 weeks out of
the
year.
Step away from
voluntarily.
The team for 2 weeks. Yeah, exactly.
But the Olympics is 2 weeks. How many games, you know, the most you can play really is, you know, 10, 12 games in that span.
Yeah, but you also have to take time to practice with that team. Like, you can't just walk in on July 16th and be like, okay, I'm ready to go.
Let's do it.
That is true.
So it would be more...
basketball do it?
Well, basketball is in the...
summer, winter time?
Yeah, but it's usually after the finals.
Oh, so it's in the winter time.
No, it's in the summer. I mean, finals go all the way up
to
June.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
So it's usually around that perfect time.
Interesting.
This is something we need to like keep updated on and keep an eye on because I'm very curious to how that's going to work out. But I can see, yes, the World Baseball Classic was so successful this last year. Yes, Olympic Committee is like, we got to get in on this like big time. Let's make this happen.
I had a thought today while I was watching one of the international games for the NFL. They're in like London this week, I think.
Yep.
And it got me thinking, like, at some point, MLB is going to have to expand outside of the US. Mm-hmm. Or you would think that they would. I don't know why they haven't already, but like NFL is already considering it. They're already thinking about putting in a division at some point in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there talk of they're talking about having a Super Bowl in London?
It's possible, yeah.
I think I just saw something about an article like that recently.
They're testing a lot of different things. Like they kept one of the teams there for 2 weeks and they played two games in Europe.
But baseball's definitely exploring it with the schedule next year. They've got a series in Korea, a series in Mexico, a series some other places.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, I don't know. If I were to expand MLB, put a team in Mexico City, put a team in San Juan or something like that in Puerto Rico, and make that the expansion. And then you've got, like, baseball is more of an international sport than football.
Than football, yeah. Definitely.
And I think it would garner more traction. And you've got players there that are already coming from those locations anyway. Maybe not as much Mexico City, but definitely Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just a random thought that I had while watching the
Titans and Central Ravens. And South America and the Caribbean is ripe for MLB expansion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, absolutely. If I'm not mistaken, Puerto Rico is a part of the United States.
Well, there's that as well.
Last I checked.
And Canada. Should put another United team States. Up there.
Yeah, Montreal. Yeah. Or Vancouver would be cool. That would give the Mariners a rival.
A neighbor.
A local rival.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything else to talk about, guys.
No.
Me neither.
Go Mariners.
I mean, we're done with that part of the season, Paul.
2024. That's our year. That's our year. Don't lose faith.
I won't. I won't lose faith.
Okay, good. Okay. Go baseball.
Go baseball.
Go playoffs.
See you guys soon.
Adios.
Bye.